Love Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of ICE Ministry, an inspirational Christian encouragement ministry. You can reach us at www.blogtalkradio.com, Deacon Roy / Evangelist Christine Talley. You know, I was just thinking, hallelujah, Romans 10:9, that if thou shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Praise God. We want to welcome each and every one of you to ICE Ministries broadcast. You're just welcome, welcome, welcome. You can begin calling us at 1-646-716-9519. 1-646-716-9519. And after the music finished playing, Deacon will come on in with prayer. Praise God. Deacon Talley.
I don't care what your problem is. Somebody got high blood pressure. Don't give up. Give it to Jesus.
Jesus.
Deacon. Hallelujah. Everybody out there in Radio Land and Deacon Tally, we all know that Jesus will fix it for you. No matter what the problem is, no matter how hard times get, Jesus will fix it for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Deacon Tally.
And as we always say, when nobody
can,
we know God.
God can. When nobody can, God can.
God can.
Yes.
Good evening, everyone. This is Deacon Tally, and we're certainly glad to be with you tonight.
Oh, yes.
We've had a blessed day at church today.
Yes, yes.
And we fired up for the Lord.
Yes, we are. Praise God.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Heavenly Father, thank you today.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for blessing us, Lord, for another day that we wasn't promised to us.
Yes.
Lord, you, thank you for just coming and watching over us all night long. Lord.
All night long.
Lord, you kept away any hurt, harm, and danger.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for your grace and mercy,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Grace and mercy.
Lord, you gave us mercy, even though we didn't deserve it, you gave it anyhow. Lord.
Gave it anyhow. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, thank you today.
Thank you, Lord.
You touched us with your finger of love, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Woke us up this morning.
Yes.
Had the activities of our limbs today, Lord.
Yes, yes.
Lord, we were able to think clearly.
Yes, Lord.
Able to get out of bed on our own without
yes,
anybody
Lord.
Helping us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for that.
Thank you, Jesus.
You gave us a reasonable portion of health and strength.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you for blessing our family today.
Thank
Lord.
You for blessing our family.
Lord, you blessed Gary in a mighty way, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for blessing Gary.
Lord, Gary's doing well.
Yes.
We thank you for it, Lord.
We thank you for it, Lord.
Lord, what the devil meant for evil, you got the glory, Lord.
Yes, yes.
Thank you today.
Thank you today, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, bless our President of the United States. Bless the senators, the governors. Lord, all the ones who have authority. Our Vice President, hallelujah. Bless their spouses, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, you know all the ones who have authority over us. Give them the wisdom and knowledge on how to run and rule this country. Lord, we're living in a sick nation. But Lord, only you can heal our nation. Only you can do it, Lord. You can bring unity where there's no unity. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you can bless and clean up this terrible mess that we got in Jesus' name, Lord. We're looking for you to speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Speak and help us get unity in this country. Lord, the United States of America, in God we trust. Lord, we trust and believe in you. For in the Hebrews 11:1 states, now faith, hallelujah, is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And, Lord, we got that faith today. Lord, we believe and trust in you that you're going to guide us, Lord. You're going to direct us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, we want you to come on in, Lord. Come on in, Lord. There's somebody out there that need a blessing from you. There's somebody out there their heart is hurting. Lord, there's somebody out there that need you to direct them in the right way to go. Lord, Fix it for them, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. You take control, Lord, of their life.
Lord,
if there's anybody out there that's trying
Lord.
To commit suicide,
Lord,
take that suicide thought away. Lord, if there's anybody out there that's sick and can't move, Lord, give them the strength to be able to move. Give them the wisdom and knowledge that they need to make that step toward you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Help them to make that choice. Because you said, you let us make our choices, Lord.
Mm.
But, Lord, let them make the wise choice, a good choice.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
in
Lord.
Jesus' name, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
But we know you accept us as we are. And help us to accept others as they are. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. For no weapons, Deacon.
No weapons.
No weapons, hallelujah, formed against us shall prosper. in the name of Jesus. Do it, Lord.
Do it, Lord.
Do it for believers, Lord. Do it for the unbelievers, Lord. Lord, do it for all of us. Jehovah Nisi, the Lord is my banner. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord is my provider. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord is my healer. Jehovah Shalom, Deacon, God of peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Time to die.
Well, now.
a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up,
all right.
A time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together,
all right.
A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get, and a time to lose,
uh-huh.
A time to keep,
all right.
And a time to cast away,
yes.
A time to rend, and a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak,
uh-huh.
A time to love,
uh-huh.
And a time to hate,
yes.
A time to war, a time of war,
uh-huh.
And a time of peace.
Come on now.
What profit hath he that worketh in that whenever wherein he laboreth? I have seen the trouble which God hath given to the sons of men,
yes.
To be exercised in it. He hath made everything beautiful in his time.
Yes.
Also, he has set the world in their heart.
All right now.
So that no man can find out the work that God maketh from
right.
Beginning to the end.
Amen.
Reading verses 1 through 11.
Yes.
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3.
Deacon, hallelujah. And to the radio land, Ecclesiastes, the author, they said, was probably Solomon. Praise God. You know, I feel that the author was writing primarily to the young people, Deacon, because it said a time for every, for all things.
Oh,
a time for all things, Deacon. Praise God. You know, we have earthly goals, hallelujah, apart from God, will not bring us unhappiness, praise God. Money will not bring us happiness, Deacon.
Mm-hmm.
Fame will not bring us happiness. Power will not bring us happiness.
Yes.
Accomplishments will not bring us happiness. Human wisdom will not bring us happiness. A life that is total, submissive and devoted to God will bring happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Let me read that one again, Deacon. A life that is totally submissive and devoted to God will bring happiness. Praise God. Hallelujah. A youthful life obedient to God will bring joy to our latter days. A youthful life disobedient to God will bring sorrow to our latter years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we ought to enjoy life even though all times we will have trouble. We don't have to think that we won't have no troubles, Deacon, because troubles are always at our door, praise God. But what we got to do is learn to overcome the faults.
Mm-hmm.
Learn to overcome all the problems and try to work around it, Deacon. You know, I think of the goodness of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And the closer we walk with God, the more aware we become of his blessings in our life, Deacon.
Yes.
Today could be our last on this earth. We should view it as a precious gift from God. God has given us many gifts.
Many gifts.
Gifts
yes.
of life.
Life.
Hallelujah. The gifts of love, Deacon. He's given us the gift of faith. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
I think that was in the Sunday school lesson today, Deacon. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
But we know We know God is, he is merciful.
Merciful. Yes.
Praise God. But without God's mercy and grace, Deacon, we don't know where we will be or what we will be doing. Because without grace and mercy.
Without grace and mercy.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What a time we would be having with this world if we didn't have grace and mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for giving us grace and mercy, Deacon.
Yes.
You know, I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us. My soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. But, Deacon, if we wasn't saved, things might not go as well as they're going. If we didn't profess Jesus Christ as our Savior, everything could be going wrong. As our Savior, Jesus Christ is our Savior.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. We can run, Deacon, we can run. But they say you can't hide, but you can run, Deacon.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm running for Jesus. And I'm not tired yet, Deacon.
Yeah.
Remember that song? I'm running for Jesus. And, mm-hmm. Lord, I'm not tired yet. All right, I'm running for Jesus. And I'm not tired yet, praise God. For God is a good God.
Mm-hmm. Amen. God is a good God. Amen. In these scriptures, we're going to start that we read, starting with verse 2, it says, a time to be born.
All right.
A time to die.
Yes.
A time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted.
Come on now.
Amen. That says there's a time to turn away from old habits.
Come on now.
Pick up some new habits.
Come on now.
And once you've been, those new habits have been planted into you, you ought to at some point see some fruit come from those habits. You ought to see some good come out of it. You ought to see
some
results. Yeah, that's
yeah,
the word.
Results.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah. And then it says a time to kill.
Come on
a time
now.
To heal.
Come on now.
A time to break down and a time to build up.
Come on, Dick.
A time to, you know, the stuff from your past does not dictate your future.
Right.
Yeah, that's what they're saying there.
Yeah.
You know, you got to build up your future.
Yeah.
You know, you don't just keep living in the past.
All right.
They'll kill the spirit.
Come on now.
You know, you got to build up the spirit.
Build your spirit up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
It says a time to weep and a time to laugh.
All right.
A time to mourn and a time to dance.
Yes. Isn't that wonderful right there, Deacon? Praise
mm-hmm.
God. You can think of the time when we had to weep.
Mm-hmm.
We can think of the
think
time.
Think about all you've been through.
Yeah.
You
and
know.
Deacon, we can think of the times when we had laughter.
Yeah.
We can think of the times when we had to mourn, Deacon.
Mm-hmm.
And a time to dance.
Time
you know, when
dance.
We get the victory.
You get the victory.
All right.
You gotta get your dance on.
All right. Amen.
That's a symbol of victory. You
yes.
overcome.
Yes.
You overcome by the word of your testimony.
Yes.
Amen. Then it says, a time to cast away stones.
Uh-huh.
And a time to gather stones together.
Yes.
You got to get away rid of them old friends.
All right, come on now.
Get you some new friends.
All right.
You know?
A time to embrace.
And a time to refrain from embracing.
Right.
Amen. Yeah, the body, the Lord gives you wisdom to know when to embrace and when not to embrace.
Right.
Certain situations.
Yeah.
You know, and it takes the Spirit of the Lord to give you that discernment of when.
Yeah.
Of when to embrace and when not to embrace.
Deacon, you know, naturally, we embrace when we see someone moaning and
hurting,
crying and weeping.
Yeah, weeping and moaning.
Yeah.
It's natural to want to embrace them, but sometimes
yeah.
you can't.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
But what I was going to say, Deacon,
uh-huh.
when you embrace them, seem like if they're weeping and crying, And if they get it all out, Deacon, on your shoulder. Hallelujah. And you're praying for them, Lord. Help them, Lord. Lord, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do, but Lord, you do it for them. You do it for them, Lord. And when you embrace them, then let them know that you are praying with them. And you're wanting them to overcome whatever it is that they got going on.
Right.
Praise God.
Yes.
Thank God.
Yeah, you care for them. You're concerned about their well-being. Yes. Amen.
Go ahead, Deacon, number six.
Number six says, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away.
Come on now.
The Bible says, in all you're getting, get it understanding.
Understand it, right.
So we need to get a good grip on this Bible.
Yes.
And follow it.
Yes.
You know, read this thing for yourself. Don't depend on nobody else reading it for you.
All right.
And Lord,
all right.
Lord, you read it and let's say, Lord, give me understanding.
Right. Yeah, because I used to could read the Bible, I wouldn't understand a word. But I thank God through prayer, reading other Bibles, the NIV, the Living Bible, all those different Bibles. When you read, you say, get an understanding.
Yeah.
And so you don't just have to read King James. You can read the Living Bible. You can read the NIV Bible.
Mm-hmm.
You can read all of those Bibles. But each one of those Bibles, they give you a little bit more understanding about what the King James Version Bible is talking about.
Yes.
Praise God.
A time to keep and a time to cast away.
Yes.
You know, David said, kept the, how does those verses go? Put the Lord in my heart that I would not sin against thee. That scripture, the word the Lord. Oh, I forgot the scripture. But the Lord kept.
I'm trying to see where you're coming from, Deacon.
Just keep on.
It'll come to you. Praise God.
The word have I hid in my heart.
That I might not sin against
thee. Yeah, that's
thy word.
Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might
not
sin
against
thee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah, the devil tried to make me not remember that.
All right.
The devil's a lie.
All right.
Amen. It says that, and then it says a time to rend. And a time to sow. A time to keep silence. And a time to speak.
Oh,
sometimes
Lord,
Deacon. Sometimes you just have to listen. Sometimes you just have to listen.
Yeah. And
you know, don't be so boastful and try to put your opinion out there. You got to listen sometimes.
Listen. See what they're saying, what they're talking about.
What they're really saying.
Yeah.
Sometimes people say something, but they're really saying something
else. Something different from what you interpreting.
Yeah.
Yeah, praise God.
Yes.
Sometimes we just have to be quiet. Be a good listener, and just smile and keep on going.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes we have to talk and speak and let her know, I hear what you're saying, but have you consulted with Jesus? Did you talk with Jesus? Because he'll make it all right for you. Now, what I say might not be what you need to hear, but talk it over with the man upstairs. Talk it over with Jesus. He'll help you to understand it by and by.
Yes, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace.
Come on, Deacon, I know you got something.
Amen. The Lord is preparing us for wartime.
Right. Come on.
Amen. The soldier said a time to prepare for war is during peacetime.
When it's peace and quiet.
Yeah, you don't prepare for war when you're in the middle of a
war. Right, right.
The time to be on your knees praying is when things are going well.
Going well.
When you got good health in your body.
Yeah.
That way, when your body, when your health
sick
fails.
Sick or something, you can't.
When your health fails, you got some prayers stored up.
All right.
Lord.
Yes.
It says, what profit had he that worketh in that wherein he labored?
Come on now.
Amen.
You went down to the 11th.
I went down to 11th. I have seen the travail which God had given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He that made everything be beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end.
Praise God. Go ahead, Deacon. Come on now. I know you got something.
I think that's where we stopped at, verse 11.
But you know what? A time for all things, Deacon.
All things.
I was just thinking about that, what you were reading. A time for all things. There's a time for different seasons that we have.
Mm-hmm.
There's a time for love when there's a lot of bereavement going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And people need love. We need to talk and tell people about love.
Yes.
Deacon, there's a time when it snows.
Mm-hmm.
There's a time when the sun shines. There's a time, hallelujah. You know, I love praising the Lord. There's a time when I can praise the Lord. Anywhere, anyhow,
mm-hmm.
I can praise him.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how hard times get, Deacon, I can still praise him.
Yeah, yeah.
No matter what's going on, Deacon, I can praise God. Because he's done so much for us.
Mm-hmm.
He's done so much for us.
Done so much for us.
He's done so much for
mm-hmm.
us. We can't tell it all, Deacon. No
yeah.
matter how hard we try. No matter how hard we try. We can't tell it all. For God is just a good God. Like we said, God is merciful.
Mm-hmm.
He give us grace and mercy. Praise God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's just something about that name, Jesus.
All right, come on there, Deacon. It's
Amen.
Something about the name of Jesus. It's the sweet.
We're living in a time where being politically correct is popular. Let me turn that around again. We're living in a day and time. Everybody sings the name of God.
Hallelujah.
But nobody
you,
wants
Jesus.
To say the name of Jesus. We're going to offend
Come
the
on, y'all.
Name.
Help us praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We don't want to offend the arrogant.
Yes, yes.
And so therefore, we crucify him of flesh.
Yes.
But I won't know that there will come a time. When it's you, we'll have to get on their knees.
Come on now. Help us praise him, y'all. Praise God. Whatever you're going through, just praise God. He'll help you get over it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Deacon, you know about that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, how I love that name, Jesus.
All right, Deacon. Praise God. What a beautiful song. I guess when we stop having, you want to check the wiring on it, Deacon, and see what's going on with that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But there is something about the name of Jesus, and it's the sweetest name I know. Y'all, oh, how I love the name Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We'll let that play a little bit longer.
Where everybody sings the name of God.
Yes.
But nobody wants to say the name.
Come on now.
We don't want to offend the Muslims. We don't want to offend the Jews. We don't want to offend the Arabs.
Can't y'all feel the calmness coming over you? Hallelujah. Just by calling the name Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
When every Muslim bad cripples. When it's you, well, after getting on that knee, after confessing, after he moved, every knee held back. So I want every blessed believer that went up there. And if you've ever done something, you know right here, that there's something about the next.
Something else. Something about
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. You're going to change that, Deacon. Praise God. We got a little bit of CD problems. Hallelujah. The deacon is going to change and put another CD on there. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you can keep on praising God. No matter what, hallelujah. We can throw up a hallelujah praise to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Here's a song.
Well, Famous Frank Williams sang all over the world. Mrs. Gasoline. Lord, you know that I'm your child.
Oh, yes.
Right now, right now, right now.
love that music, but we got to go a little further. We got to go ahead and do the announcement. Time does not hold on to us too long, because we get to praising God, we can't stop. Praise God. Do you have any announcements over there? Because I gave you some just a few minutes ago. Praise God. We can work off of those. But first, Deacon, let me say, we want everyone to fast and pray on their fast and pray days. We want you to pray that God bless our nation. Pray that God bless the sick and shut in. Pray that God bless the bereaved families everywhere. Y'all, we need to pray, pray, pray. And I know sometimes we say we're praying, but are we praying enough? Praise God. Continue with your prayers. Praise God. Deacon, go ahead. Hallelujah. I know you got some more. I just pop on in there anytime. Amen.
First of all, on our sick list today, we have Brother Wayne Williams.
Yes.
Sister Angela Washington. Sister Paulette Spain. And Mother Mitchell.
Williams.
Mitchell from.
And Mother Williams.
And Mother Williams.
And Sister Williams.
Yeah, it's just
the whole Williams family.
Pray for the Williams family today.
Yes.
They're going through it. Lord, just pray for
and
them.
And pray for our pastor wives, Elder.
Pray for our Elder Leonard Peoples, Sister Vivian Peoples.
Yes, and their families.
And their families, and pray for the new baby that just
came.
Yeah,
they got
the
a new but beautiful baby.
New grandbaby.
Yeah.
Pray that he stays healthy and strong and and grew up nice and healthy.
Yeah.
My beautiful little girl they just had last week. Yeah, amen. The other announcement I have is for Strong Tower Church of God in Christ. They will be in a shut-in Friday night, which will be, what day is that?
Oh, hold on just a minute. Just keep on talking.
Friday night was going to be, it's an all-night shut-in that they do every third Friday.
Okay, it's all the 17th?
I think it is right. 17th. Friday the 17th, Garland, Texas, 2214 South Jupiter Road, Suite 240. Shut in from 7:30 p.m. to 6 a.m. the next morning.
Yes, Saturday morning.
Just anytime you want to drop in during the night, they will be in prayer all night long.
Yes.
This is something they do every third Friday.
Yes.
Of every month.
Yes.
Amen. That's the only announcement I have for this week. And we are just about out of time.
Oh, we go to the nursing home on the 25th.
Yes, the 25th, we will be at the nursing home.
At Heritage.
We'll be worshiping with
Westlake
Nursing Center. That's the one we affiliate with in Mesquite.
Yes.
And we will be doing that. Evangelist and I, it's our monthly program that we do.
Yeah.
And we have a good time at the nursing home.
Yes, we do. We do. We love them. Praise God.
Amen.
And they love us too.
Anyhow, that's all we have for tonight, y'all. We're going to do our benediction now.
And y'all, we're going to pray for all the families that have grandchildren, that the grandmother, granddaddies, or whoever, they're going to be doing spring break, because we're going to have ours during spring break.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to love every mama. We love our grandchildren.
Yeah, they're in spring break this week, so be in prayer for the children that they stay safe and don't get into anything during this week, because they're going to be out trying to play and swim
they're going to have us going everywhere, Deacon.
Just be prayerful for the children this week. Lord, thank you for another night. Thank you for blessing us. And Lord, you said with two or three are joined together in prayer that you would be in the midst, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Coming tonight to see about us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, you were in our midst tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you for blessing us
with
your presence, Lord. We could feel your presence in the room.
Yes, we could.
Amen.
Still here. Praise God. Your presence, Lord.
And may the grace of God, sweet communion of the Holy Ghost, rest, rule, and abide till we meet again at the appointed time and place. May we all say amen. Thank you. Again.
Y'all, and y'all help somebody. I know I say that every week, but y'all help somebody. Because God gave us grace and mercy. And Lord, we want you to protect, put your protection over this nation, Lord. As we go, Lord, over these dangerous highways and stuff. And upon tomorrow, Lord, the ones who have jobs, go in there with them. Help them with their daily duties, Lord. Guide them through, Lord, until we meet again at this appointed place and time. Hallelujah. I want to say amen, Deacon. I want to say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But what God do for one, he do for others,
yes,
too.
Yes, he will.
He has no respect.
No respect of person.
Right.
Yeah. Well, if he bless one, he'll bless another.
Yes, he will. We're witness to that.
Hey.
All right.
I'm just thinking
about. Amen. Deacon, I know that's your stuff.
Reached out and grabbed
me. listening to ICE Ministries and Inspirational Christian Encouragement Ministries. And we will see y'all again next week. Just remember to help somebody. Love, show love. Show love and peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Remember to pray one for another. We'll see y'all again next week. Y'all pray for ICE Ministries. Amen. And we're praying for y'all. Praise God. But remember, you can call us at 214-632-8069.
214-632-8069. That's ICE Ministry.
Praise God.